Close your eyes and take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there and see if you can keep it there. This is an exercise in developing good qualities of the mind. Mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind. Alertness, the ability to watch what you're doing while you're doing it. And ardency, the desire to do this well. Because the mind needs a home, needs a good solid foundation inside. If you don't provide it inside, it goes looking out looking for happiness in other things outside. It's almost always disappointed. So try to find something more solid inside yourself. But just stay right here for the time being. If long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it feel better if it's shorter, or it will feel better if it's deeper, shallower, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Experiment for a while to see what feels good. We've gathered together to make merit for Dan Hofer, who died 50 days ago. 50 days goes fast. For some people, it goes slow for other people. But we still think of him, all the goodness he did for us. So we're going to do something to respond. The Buddhist tradition is that you make merit for someone who's passed away. Making merit means basically you do good. You do good in being generous. You do good in being virtuous, abstaining from harming. And you do good in developing thoughts of goodwill. This form of meditation where you think, may all beings be happy, and you spread that thought in all directions. These are activities that lift the quality of your own mind. When your mind is lifted up, then the energy that comes out of your mind is a good energy. And it's in this way that we can still communicate with people who have passed away. We may not be able to hear any messages, but we can send good energy. If they know that we're doing good, and we're doing dedicating it to them, they approve of it, that becomes their merit, that becomes their goodness as well. That improves their lot wherever they are. So this is one way you can continue to help even after someone's gone. Of course, doing good is something you want to do all the time, because these are the qualities that make human life a good life to have. When people are generous, when they're virtuous, when they have goodwill for one another, then human society is a good place to live in. Without these qualities, it's like an animal world. It's not the sort of world you'd want to live in at all. So you create the world around you through your actions, through your intentions. So try to create it in skillful ways. And then if you have anyone who's passed away recently or a long time ago, you can still dedicate the merit to them as well. This is the way, this kind of happiness is unlike the ordinary happiness of the world. And the happiness of the world depends on material gain, status, praise, sensual pleasures. The problem with that kind of happiness is one side gains, others lose. But when you build happiness out of generosity, virtue, goodwill, everybody has a share. And it's the kind of goodness that you can keep on creating from within. You don't have to take anything away from anyone else outside. It's something that comes entirely from within. It's like having your own treasury. You can make as much of this wealth as you can. And it's not like the wealth of the world, where the more money you create, the less the value of the money is. Here, the more you create, the higher the value. So these are activities, so good ways of looking for happiness at all times. And this way we reflect on the goodness that Dan did, and we want to repay it. At the same time, we remember that there are still good things left in the world. All too often happens when someone has passed away, we feel that what made the world worth living in is gone. There was a time when Sariputta, who was one of the Buddha's main disciples, passed away. One of his other disciples came and told the Buddha the news. He said he felt like he'd lost all his directions, east, west, north, south, all became very obscure. And the Buddha asked him, when Sariputta died, did he take virtue away with him? No. Did he take concentration? No. Discernment? Release? All the good things in life, in other words, the good things we can do, they're still available to us. These are the things that make life worth living. So we continue living here, doing things that make this life good. And we can dedicate it to other people as well. That way our goodness, our happiness spreads around. It's a happiness without boundaries. It's a happiness where no one's taking advantage of anyone else. It's free, and it's good. So the more you create, the better the world will be, the better you will be as well. So make this a daily habit. Make sure that your goodness is complete, generosity and virtue, and developing thoughts of goodwill for all. When the causes are complete, then the happiness that results will be complete as well.